You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham here with our film guru, Casey T. Allen, and we are talking movies. And Casey, what did you see this week?
Birds of Prey.
Tell us a bit about it and if you liked it.
First of all, let me clarify the full title of this film shown on the poster and in the film's credits is Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. I know this title might seem excessively long to some of you, but it actually fits nicely. It fits nicely because this movie felt so long, so superfluous, and so tedious, even though its actual running time is only 1 hour and 49 minutes. A sequel to the 2016 superhero action film Suicide Squad, Birds of Prey continues the life of Harley Quinn after getting dumped from the supervillain, Joker, and being forced to live her life of mayhem and destruction on her own. Crossing paths with an expert marksman, a lusty lounge singer, a stern police detective, and a sly pickpocket throws the zany heroine in search of a special diamond and too many annoying fights with men. This time of year has a number of female-centered films about women embracing their strengths, like Gretel and Hansel, The Rhythm Section, Frozen 2, Little Women, and Underwater. But it's a shame Birds of Prey couldn't focus beyond the action scenes to deliver a dynamic story with three-dimensional characters and a thoughtfully written screenplay. It had so much potential, but it ended up being sloppy and trivial.
Well, this film overall has not done well with critics, and it sounds like that's your take on this as well.
Yes, I was just annoyed. It just felt like a lot of the same we've already seen before.
Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.